Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Dalid Amud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Sif Beis, in the middle of Simen Tof Kuf Nun Aleph, which deals with various halachos of the 9 days. And we begin on the very top line, in the middle of the line, with the Mechaber. He's telling us, V'im haya koslo no talipol, if during the 9 days you have a wall that's about to fall down, and we said, yes, they shi, you're not allowed to go do binyan shel simcha, you're not allowed to go and do certain types of construction work. Even though this was a wall that was built for simcha purposes, and if you rebuild it, it will be for simcha purposes. Nevertheless, mutu livnos, you're allowed to go and build this wall, which is about to fall down. You can knock it down and go and rebuild it. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah explains this. Even if this is, if it falls down, there's no danger. You can lock the guard, the garden. The wall is surrounding, it's going to fall down into a courtyard. And nobody's going to go and enter into that courtyard. So it's safe. So it's not a question that somebody's going to get hurt. Nevertheless, since you're going to have a financial loss if this wall falls down. For example, if you take it down carefully, the stones will all be preserved. As opposed to if it falls down, the stones will break. If the wall were to fall down, as opposed to you taking it down properly, the wall will break and you'll lose money. Nevertheless, even though it's only a loss of money, you're allowed to go and take it down and rebuild it during the 9 days. Even though the whole purpose of this wall is for simcha purposes, here you're not rebuilding it for simcha purposes, because you don't want to have a financial loss. Tisha foot number 25 brings down, what about putting up a makkah? That's a fence about an area that you're mechuyev to go and surround to make it safe. So the Ben Ishchai says that's a dov mitzvah and it's permissible mutter. Then the Ramah says, Ulitzorech mitzvah kol shari. For the purposes of doing a mitzvah, he brings down from the Ran in the first parak in Tainis that you're allowed to do anything for a tzorech mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot Yudalit, Kigon, for example, Shein lo isho banim. If a person hasn't yet married, has no wife, no children, Vein lo beis chasnos, he doesn't have a beis chasnos, a place to make the wedding and to live, Mutu live those beis chasnos. They can go build this wedding hall, which they then would live in afterwards. There were small little halls or small little houses that were called the beis chasnos. The Medina, the basic din is afilu nisuin motibazir. Technically, you can even get married. Umash ain't no again, lisa isho klal, that which we don't get married, that's a minog. Why? Hainu mishum delo misam nimilsa. It's not a good omen. It's going to be, Rahman al-Islam, a bad thing to get married during the 9 days. It's a bad omen, and therefore, simon milsa, because we want to get married in an opportune time, so therefore, we don't get married during the 9 days. But technically, there's no isser in getting married during the 9 days, so therefore, you can build this beis chasnos then. And therefore, v'alkein mutter, lasos beis chasnos, or lasos begodim chadoshim, letzorech nisum, you can build this house, or you can build, go and make new clothing that you need for the wedding, shia acha tishba, and the wedding will occur after Tisha B'Av. However, avamisha kiyam, peri v'rivi, but if somebody has been married and has children, so then awesome chosa, then it's not as important that he do this. It's not letzorech mitzvah anymore, and therefore, or not as tzorech, as much of a mitzvah, because he's already been kind of the mitzvah, puruvu, so therefore, in this situation, it would be forbidden to do so. The issue footnote number 26 brings down, Omnam kishyesh masbik zman la'achar Tisha B'Av lasos tzorech enusun. You're not getting married right after Tisha B'Av, you're getting married in Elul sometimes, and there'd be plenty of time to take care of all these needs, not during the 9 days, but after Tisha B'Av. So he brings down for the machzitz shekel, then you should wait. Unless you really need it right after the tainis, you shouldn't do it. Then we continue. The Mechaber tells us, "V'ein no sin noshim, v'ein osin sudas erusin." We don't get married during the 9 days, and we likewise don't even make a sudas erusin. However, avaliyares below suda mutter, but to make an erusin without the suda, the first stage of marriage without actually having the suda, that's permissible. And he says, "Vafilu b'tishah b'av atzmo mutter l'oris." And even on Tisha B'Av itself, you could technically have the first stage of marriage. Why? So somebody else shouldn't chop and go and marry her ahead of you. Shlo yikad ben o'acher. Once you do the first stage of marriage, so you can't consummate the marriage yet. You haven't done the nisuyin, but nobody else is allowed to marry her. She's considered a married woman. So even if somebody else gave her kiddushin, it wouldn't take effect. So therefore, you're even allowed to do this on Tisha B'Av, without the suda, of course, and without the simcha associated with it, just to do the erusin so nobody else jumps in and marries this woman ahead of you. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tezvav tells us, we're not allowed to make nisuin during the 9 days. Hainu afilu below suda, this is even without a meal. Debi nisuin bilvad ika simcha, just the nisuin itself, even without a meal, is a simcha, and you shouldn't do this. But he says, therefore, to take back a woman that you just unfortunately got divorced from and you realize you made a mistake and she didn't get married to somebody else, so you're allowed to be Machzer Grushos if you're not a Kohen. So he says that you might be permitted to do because that's not such a great simcha. Sivkon Tezayin. But La Ares, to go and do an Erisim, we said, without a Suda is allowed. Mishbur explains, Sivkon Tezayin, the Erisim below Suda, Leko Simcha Kochach. It's not such a big Simcha. And therefore, Vakoshikin, the Mutul is Kasher, Bixiva Snaim. And therefore, certainly you can write Tenoim. When we call Makom, Suda also Lassos. But you shouldn't make a meal during the 9 days, even for this. Bafil below Rikudin and Mecholos. And even it's not going to be dancing. The difference between Rikudin and Mecholos, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal tells us in Dirshu footnote number 28, that a Rikud is one or two people, and Mecholos is a whole bunch of people doing circle dancing. In any event, you can't even do the suda on Shabbos. However, that which we would say is something like a vart, when they would write the tanoim, so there would be a little bit of food that they would serve. They would have some jams or cakes or things like that. That's not called a suda. You have a lechayim and you have a piece of cake, so that's not called a suda. That is allowed. He says, however, you can't do this, these dancings, either one person, two people together, or circle dancing from Yudzayim to Tamaz Ve'elach. That we're going to have during the entire 3 weeks. The Bein HaMetzarim period of time, we don't do that. V'afilu below Erisin, even if it's not with Erisin. Now, Dirshu footnote number 28 is a very long footnote, has a lot of very important ideas, and we'll try to rush through some of them. So he brings down from the Mishnah Halachos, that's Menashe Klein, Zatzal, the Ungvar Rebbe. He brings down from Reb Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal Shemutter, that you're allowed to go and have Rikudim and Mecholos by a Sheva Brachos, that is during the 3 weeks. You got married right before the 3 weeks, so Sheva Brachos, you're allowed to have dancing even during the Sheva Brachos during the 3 weeks. And he says, why? There's nothing greater than being the Samech the Chosin the Kala by dancing, and therefore this is the Samech Chosin the Kala. It's allowed. It's also the opinion of a Yashiv. On the other hand, the Stipler Gaon Zatzal said, Lo lasos rikudim umecholos, even though it's a simcha of permissibility in terms of a Sheva Brachos, unless Elim Maskirim Bishira Psukim Kinoga, unless they're saying Psukim as well. And he brings down from Ravaz Zatzal and the Sheva Levi, Shein lasos rikudim olenagain, Bechli Zemer, Bisimcha Sheva Brachos. You shouldn't have dancing or musical instruments at a Sheva Brachos during the 3 weeks, unless Elarak Loshe Bepeh Shirei Mitzvah Kinog, but you'd be allowed to sing without dancing and without musical accompaniment that you could sing like we normally do. And he tells us, that which many people have the custom, which is one of the reasons, by the way, why we don't do Kiddush Levana on a Friday night, because you're not supposed to dance on Shabbos. So therefore, many people have the custom that they do Kiddush Levana, that they dance at the end, they sing Tovim Miyoros Shabar Elokeinu. So he says, during the 9 days, the minhag is not to do that. Again, many people have the custom that they don't do Kiddush Levana until after Tisha B'Av. But for those that have the custom that they do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, so they wouldn't dance this Tovim Yoras. On the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down Nogim Lirko. You are allowed to do this. And this is also the opinion of a Yashiv, Shemutu Af Lirko Kinog. For those that do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, they could even do the dancing. The issue footnote number 29 brings down Ulenagin Lishmoa Klei Negina. Are you allowed to go and play music at times when you're allowed to play music during the rest of the year, so can you do it during the 9 days? And he says, this is without the dancing, the rikudim of mecholos. So he says, halacha psukahu b'fi gdoli achron. He says, it's absolutely clear from the gdolim, shegam lenagim b'chlei negina bilvat also. Even just to play with the musical instrument with no dancing is not allowed. And he brings it down from the Prima Godim. It's also from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, she'also lenagim b'chlei negina b'yamei b'en amatzarim. You can't go play musical instruments during the 3 weeks. It's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, technically, it's only usher if it's going to be the type of musical songs that you're playing music for that's going to lead people to dance. However, he says the bottom line is that we don't play any music. We're making a bris. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, you shouldn't play musical instruments, but you're allowed to sing. And he says, even with this, you should do a little bit less than normal. A Sheva Brachas, as we pointed out before, it was a mitzvah to be misapet lechosu and lekala, yesh matir mikud mecholos, like we said, you could go and dance. However, he says you shouldn't play musical instruments. This is the name of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. He says it's a zilzul of the Yemei HaMetzar. And he likewise brings down from Rav Ozdur Zatzal and the Sheva Levi. And Rav Yashiv also adds, shemakomu shemakubal lenagim mechlei neginim, besimcha Sheva Brachos eif shalokim. But if the custom is to go play musical instruments, he says you can be mekel. What about listening to tapes or CDs or things like that? So Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal says that the inyan of an iser in listening to music that is applicable here, shmias kol negina mi tape chadoma dino kishmias klei negina mamish v'asuri. He says there's no difference. If you're not allowed to listen to music, it doesn't make a difference if it's live or if it's a tape. Musical instrumentation is usur during the 3 weeks, 9 days. However, he says, if it's a cappella, shmi ashira bepet, lelo livu ishil negina, that he says is muteris. Ukein zedasa golem shalom zaman zatzal. He says a similar opinion, it's from shalom zaman, but others disagree. Shevet Alevi, Rav Azaz zatzal, says, gam shmias nigunim, v'gam shmias shira bepet, v'machshir tape, asuri, even via tape, of a cappella is no good. Kivin shemachshir hashma, atzmo nechshav klei negina. The tape itself makes it into a musical instrument. And this was the opinion of Yashiv and Rav Nissen Karelitz, both of Zatzal. Rav Yashiv also makes a distinction, possibly b'shira b'yachidus muteris, a single person singing might be different, that's not so simcha, as opposed to shir b'rabim, that would be osur. And also he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, shashira shenoagim ba isur, hurak shira hamoeres l'riku d'mocho. Only songs that will lead to dancing are forbidden. But without musical accompaniment, if you're just singing a song, that would not necessarily lead to being to rikudim and machol, that would be permissible. And he says, nevertheless, kedai beis elokeinu l'saval alav b'chigon da. He says, the little bit that we're commemorating and memorializing and remembering the beis hamikdash, it's kedai not to do this. But he does allow camps to have what he calls shirei regesh, emotional songs that lead and deal with the churban. He says that's permissible. He says, Chazonus shetei shmias k'toye chazonus. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, she'ena dover boruli, so it's not clear that it's osur. He says, mikoma kom horu l'maisa limona apakach. He says, you shouldn't listen to this. Kedayu beis elokeinu l'sava love opposite. He says, likewise, during this time of the year, it's kedai to just remember the beis hamikdash and not have any of these types of enjoyment. Then he says, if you're making a Suda Smitzah, for example, a bris, a sim, or things like that, so Rav Yashiv says, mutu lo shibepet, then you can sing at these types of events. He says, yamatu merigilus, but a little bit less than normal. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, brings down in regards to children, the Igros Moshe, yesh lahachmi b'ktanim shigil l'chinuch, if the children are old enough, shlo yishmu klei negina b'yam mele. They shouldn't listen to musical instruments, even young children, but if they're old enough to understand what the churban means, they shouldn't do so. It's also the opinion of Nissen Karelitz, Zatzal, shein lo shil yilodim b'gana yilodim shir simcha. Even the little children, they shouldn't be singing happy songs during this period of time, but stam shirim is muta. Normal songs that aren't especially joyous are allowed. Then we say, Shmias shiru minigino shalolitzor simcha, elekde lahafig harik shishopachad ubadidus. If somebody's very lonely or somebody's afraid and they need to have music, so then Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that's permissible. And it's also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, lemin yamishu atzaboni. If somebody's depressed, vashirim margino so, and the songs can pick them up, so they're allowed to listen to these nigurim as well. But preferably, they should be songs that are about the Churban and about the Golos. Finally, the issue number 30 brings down, Shalom Lilvosh Begodim Chadoshim, the Chachmir Al Eli Rabbah, Shish Lunako Bo Bechol Shloshes Hashvuos. During the entire 3 weeks, you shouldn't wear this because it's Simcha Gdola. So he brings down the Sharet Zion, Os Sivkot and Memches, Shin Yodea Tam. He doesn't know why. However, Kivish Mor Lo Nizkar, Shim Matin, Besimcha Ella Mishinich Lesav, Lo Kodim. He says, not sure why you can't do this in the rest of 3 weeks. It's only really during the 9 days when the forbidden to wear new clothing. Finally, now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav, in Ogim Lahach Mishin Nosim Yudzayim Metamus Ve'elich Ad Achat Yishabab. He brings down that the minhag today in the Ashkenazic world is not to get married at all from the start of the 3 weeks from Shavuos Betamus until the end of Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudches says, Kaino, Afil Mishaloki and Piri Verivya. This is even for somebody that never was married beforehand. The issue footnote number 31 brings down a whole discussion about getting married on the night of Shavuos Betamus. So Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says that technically you're allowed to, and it's brought down in the Sefer Rivos Ephraim from one of Moshe's major Talmidim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Zatzal, who was a Rav in Memphis, who died a couple of years ago, and he writes, Shichtu bihazmona, they should write down, Shachan Zatil of Ne'er Shkia, they should make sure that the Chasen is written that it's before the Shkia, and then it's permissible. He says that's not, of course, permissible when it's a Nidcha. If Shavuos Betamus really is on Shabbos, so we fast on Sunday, so then already on, what's a Shabbos, you're in the 3 weeks. The problem is, it's within the 3 weeks, even though it may not yet be a time of fasting. I have the rest of this footnote for additional details about this. Mr. Boris of Kotin Yotes says, Abel be'erison ein noagin l'hachmir. Technically, you can have an erison during the 3 weeks. We don't do the erison and the nisuin separately, but they used to do that. V'afil esudas erison mutalasos, and until the start of Chodesh Av, you could even have a sudas erison. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Shavua Shechabo Tisha B'Av Asurim L'Saper L'Chabes. The week the Tisha B'Av falls out in, you're not allowed to go and take haircuts, and you're not allowed to go and do laundry. And this is true, V'afilu in a rotsu l'lov shu'at, even if you're not going to wear them right now, El Nichu L'Acha Tisha B'Av, if you're only going to put it on after Tisha B'Av. And he says, V'afilu Ein Lo Elo Cholok Echot Osur. And even if this is the only garment that you have, it's still forbidden. And likewise, laundry was done previously. Whether to wear them or to put them on your bed, even hand towels or tablecloths. Also, you shouldn't use fresh, newly laundered such items during the Shavua Shechabo. Mr. Burin Sivkot Mchav tells us, what about cutting the nails? There are different opinions amongst the Achronim. But if it's for a Tvila of Mitzvah, you're allowed to definitely cut the nails. And likewise, when you have, for example, go Shechol Tisha B'Av Shabbos, so you'd be allowed to cut the nails as well during the Shavua Shechabo. Then it's Shari B'Erev Shabbos, you can cut the nails on Erev Shabbos. Well, in Srikas Rosh, combing your hair, that you don't have to be Machmer on, Afilu B'Shar Yemeshua, even during the rest of the days of the week, not only for Erev Shabbos. Now, there are a number of Dirshu footnotes over here that are also very important. Dirshu footnote number 33 tells us a whole major discussion if are you allowed to shave, even in the Shavua Shechabo, if it's going to cause you financial loss. So he brings down a big machlokus here. Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says, up until the Shavua Shechabo, there definitely is room to be mekel. It's a makom half sid. However, during the Shavua Shechabo, so it's also meikra din, it's not just a minug, and therefore he says, ain lahokil af makom half sid. However, he does say, if it's going to mean that you can lose your job and you won't have anything, then it can be considered a dover oved, be a financial loss for the person, and it's not more chomer than even during Avelus. We allow a person, if it's going to be a significant financial loss in the last 4 days of the Avelus, the actual week of Shiva, to go and work. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees, and he says, Yesh lahat l'staper bein ha-metzorim, rak kishul fi roz eine ha-mora, yesh chashash hefzit gadol, v'ibe parnosa, in lo yisaper zikno. He says, only if it's going to be a situation where the mora or roa thinks that the person is going to suffer a huge hefzit gadol, or a loss of his parnosa during the entire 3 weeks, you shouldn't shave your beard unless it's essential. Tisha foot number 34 brings down, before the Shavua Shechabo Tisha B'Av, the Taz says you're allowed to go cut your nails, and this is as well the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And he also brings down, V'chei meduyek medivrei Mishnah Brura, sharei kosav shaheter logos tzipernayim l'kovet Shabbos is only kishachol Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos. V'ma'isu me'rosh chodesh av, as a heter nogea l'chol Shabbos l'zon. Then it would apply all the time to Shabbos l'zon, not only in this situation. So he seems to suggest that this is the reason why it's only the Shavua Shechabo that's a problem. To pick them with your hands, that is already permissible because even an ovel is allowed to go and cut his fingernails with his fingers or bite them. That would be permissible. Dish number 35 brings down for a mohel who needs to go and cut his nails, so he's allowed to do so to do a bris milah. And for somebody who's choshesh that he's going to have dirt underneath his fingernails, it's going to be a chatzitza for netilas sedaim. So the Maril Diskin brings down shemutu legozes on rak kisheni yochel and akosin, only if you can't go and clean them properly. For example, he says on Shabbos where there are opinions that say that you can't clean really well underneath your fingernails, so then he brings down that it would be permissible in that situation to cut your nails. The issue footnote 37 has a machlokes between Rav Oz Zatzal and Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal as to whether you can or cannot go and comb and wash out a sheitel. So Rav Oz says no, whereas Rav Scheinberg Zatzal says, yes, you can, I'm in the issue footnote 37. The issue footnote number 38 talks about, what about cleaning without water? So Nissan Carlos says, if you have ability to go and scrape off some dirt, that's not considered kibbutz, and you'd be allowed to go brush a hat, for example, or wipe off your shoes with a brush, that is permissible. However, dry cleaning, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, as well as the Shel Shus Olet Zion, both Zatzal say, nechshav kamaisa kibbutz also, that wouldn't be allowed. If you have a stain on a garment, can you wipe it off with some water? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, no, you can't. On the other hand, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal seem to say that it would be permissible. Given Shiniko Yakesem Eino Nechsheves Lis Askus B'Chvisa, that's not really called laundering that will lead you to forget about the Avelis. You're wearing the shirt, you have a little stain on it, you can go and take it off. Reb Azaz Zatzal brings down, Shirakis HaKesem Nikar Bebeget Mutal Lekosa, only if it's a recognizable Kesem, then you'd be allowed to go and take it, wipe it off while you're wearing it. He says to put in laundry into the laundry machine on Erev Rosh Chodesh Av. So Rav Ozan says you shouldn't do this. However, he says if it will finish by the time of the Ben Hashmashos, it would be allowed. And Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Libod M'Chaim Kanievsky Shlita both allow this mutter. In terms of polishing the shoes, Moshe finds that sound leaders. Moshe says Lavrikan is also to really polish them is not allowed. However, to just remove some schmutz on them without really polishing them, that would be allowed. And if it's a Tzorach Shabbos, Lovo Shmiti Shabbos, then it would be permissible even to polish them. Other opinions are provided there as well. Ayin Shom. Finally, Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavala tells us that the reason why you can't do these laundries, the Nirik Mesiach Daito Me'Avelis. It looks like you're giving up from the Avelis. You're thinking about your laundry and not thinking about the Avelis. We're in the middle of the Sif, Mitzvah Hashem will pick up here tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.